Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's the 15-minute mark, and it's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather for Sunday night's game. It's going to start in the low 50s. Good football weather. No rain in the forecast. That's your weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzie's off today. Pompiani worked today. He's going to join me at 3:15. We'll chop it up, talk some Steelers, Packers. Three nights out from that huge game, one of the hottest tickets of the season, one of the hottest tickets in Pittsburgh sports this year. This game, I think there will be a decent amount of Packers fans. I don't think it'll be close to 50-50 or anything like that, but I think a lot of Packers fans, and they're everywhere, they're not just tucked up there in Wisconsin. It's a national fan base, just like the Steelers. I think many of them will want to come to Pittsburgh and see Aaron Rodgers and have that bucket list experience, one-of-a-kind experience to watch the guy they rooted for almost 20 years who beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl play against them maybe one time. I doubt the Steelers and Packers will play next year. They're not scheduled to play the NFC North. It would take something crazy for them to play next season. And I doubt Aaron Rodgers would play beyond 2026 if indeed he does come back. So this makes it a unique game, a game with a lot on the line for both teams. Steelers want to hold off the AFC North competition and the Bengals and Ravens. And the Packers got the same issues. They're in a division. No team's got a losing record there in the NFC North. The Vikings might if they lose tonight to the Chargers, which is the game you can hear on 93.7 The Fan. All right, so Terrell Austin talks on Thursdays. We don't always play Terrell Austin, but I think today's a good day for it because the defense is coming off one of its worst performances ever under Mike Tomlin. And we know that Terrell Austin is a stooge of Mike Tomlin. He basically is Mike Tomlin's parrot. He says what Mike is thinking. He goes and does these media availabilities on Thursday, and he functions as Mike Tomlin's defensive mouthpiece in these situations. And there's still a lot of questions and concerns that have come up from how badly the Steelers performed in that game against Cincinnati and the carryover from that game to this game. So let's start here. Charlie, I'm going to send you, I got another clip I'm going to send you here too, because I just realized I didn't give you everything I wanted here. Let's start with what Austin said about it being all, wait, hold on a second here. Charlie, did I give you a clip here that says the Bengals run game changed Mike's plans? Do you have that one? You do have that one. Okay, so I kind of gave it away a little bit. The Steelers apparently went into this game against Cincinnati with one defensive philosophy in mind, and they had to adjust in this game because of what the Bengals did. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I think initially, you know, we got off to a good start, and then you start the drives giving up big runs. Kind of changes your mindset in that regard. And it was in my mind, significant in terms of, you know, how I went about trying to call the game. And so we just, you know, we know we have to be better in those areas. Because that's, I mean, you look at the games that we haven't performed well in, we haven't performed well against the run, and it carries over. And so that's, you know, been a big thing for us right now.
I totally disagree with that philosophy shift in a game. They popped two runs. Mike Tomlin talked about that on Tuesday. Overall, it was just laughable that you let a team that came in averaging 57 rushing yards a game and their running back averaged almost 10 yards per carry. That is abhorrent run defense. However, I honestly would have said this about the game. Seriously, this is not Monday morning, or in this case, Thursday afternoon quarterbacking. If we lose this football game because we don't stack the box and Chase Brown and Samaje Perine beat us, so be it. They let a couple of big runs cause them to adjust and change it up and say, you know what, we got to stop Chase Brown now instead of Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That would be like saying if Alex Highsmith had a couple of sacks early in a game against the Steelers, an offensive line or an offensive coordinator saying, let's now double and triple team Alex Highsmith and not worry so much about T.J. Watt. What are you talking about? You can't go into a game thinking that the star players are the dudes we need to stop, and then after two big runs, flip-flop and start to worry about the guy who's been like the least effective running back in the whole league. And by the way, focusing more on the run game didn't even really stop it. So it's not even like shifting your eggs into that basket bore fruit. It didn't. And this gets back to the idea that even in a passing league, the Steelers are all about stopping the run. Terrell Austin was asked, what do you need to do to fix this defense? And he said it was all about the run. Hit that one, Charlie.
Stop the run. I got a simple answer for you. We have to stop the run. When you allow teams to run, then it opens up all kinds of things. It opens up play action pass. It opens up or it shrinks your menu because what you do now is you're doing things to make sure you have to bring possibly extra guys down to try to stop the run. So the bottom line is we got to be able to stop the run. And then I think that opens up and allows us to play well.
I think they just assumed against the Bengals they would, or maybe better said, that the Bengals would stop their own run, that they would abandon it, give up on it, and the Steelers wouldn't have to worry about it because guess what? They've done that in a lot of games this year. Give me next state of the secondary. There's a question there. This is Austin saying the state of the secondary, obviously all of these guys played very poor football. You do not have that one. That's right. All right. Instead, give me the one here of Austin talking about Joey Porter's penalties, Charlie, and his reaction to that really being the Achilles heel in Joey Porter.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they're down from where we were last year. So that is an improvement. And it's just got to, you know, it's got to continue to go and develop and stay in that direction. And then really that, what the way it does that is, you know, how you work at practice, how you get those things, you know, how you strain and do the things at practice, because then that carries over into the field. And so obviously he must be working pretty good at practice because those are down, and we just need to see that. And hopefully he'll continue to improve and keep going and help us.
Yeah. Again, very defensive, where a guy had a bad game and they want to focus on the fact that he's actually been really good at this all year. I'm sorry. I think Joey Porter has had a very pedestrian season. If I'm going to give him a grade as a corner through the first, and he hasn't played in every game, but through the team's first six games of the year, I give him like a C plus, maybe B minus at best. We'll get to state of secondary in a minute. A lot of Steelers fans are still, like myself, wondering, did Nick Herbig get injured in the Bengals game? Did he get put in the doghouse for some reason? Did he perform so poorly that the Steelers coaches were like, yeah, we can't trust him in this game? What happened against the Bengals with that? Tomlin gave an answer that really didn't make sense on Tuesday. Let's see what Austin said about that today.
In that situation, yeah, that Mike is right. We thought we would have, in that regard, a more situational things for him to really rush and get after the passer. And again, we do have to explore getting him in there more. And that's just sometimes that happens during the course of the game. Kind of get thrown in a loop, and as you work through and work to the game, you know, our biggest emphasis on game day is trying to win the game, not determining how many plays a guy plays. And so we did that. And, you know, we'll go back and look at it and see if he, you know, the next time, if you know, maybe do a better job of that.
So you, on the last try, when the Bengals were obviously passing, what prevented from putting, what was the plan for not putting him in?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In that situation where it was pretty much a pass forward.
Right? Well, I'm not sure it was a pass forward thing. I believe they had a timeout. They had over a minute something left. And with the kicker they had, they really only had to go about 25 or 30 yards to get to field goal range. And so my thoughts and my thought process was, hey, let's play this thing stout. Let's get up on them and don't allow them to run and bleed the clock down and get down. And then we just didn't hold up.
That is unbelievable. First of all, I appreciate that Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette asked that follow-up question to Austin there. So let me get this straight. The Steelers are up 33-31. The Bengals start at their own 30-yard line with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. 2:15, one timeout at their own 30. To feel really good about McPherson making the field goal, they've got to go 40 yards. Okay, to make it a makeable field goal, they got to go 35 yards. Right? They got to get to the 35 of the Steelers. Maybe he can attempt one from the 40, but that's still 30 yards. And Terrell Austin said with a straight face that he thought with 2:15 left and one timeout that the Bengals might come out and run the ball. And that's why Herbig's not in the game. If Mike Tomlin, who I believe, I think that Austin just covers Tomlin's ass. If Mike Tomlin really believed that the Bengals were still going to run the ball in that situation, you know what? I've even given him too much credit for his football IQ and football brain. He really thought that was a running situation. If the Steelers were down two and had to go 40 yards and started a drive at their own 30 with a handoff to Jaylen Warren, I would take my fist and drive it through my television. And I wouldn't care that I was bleeding out all over the place and that my TV was broken and I wasn't going to be able to watch the rest of the game because that's how mad I would be. And the BS coach speak of, hey, whoever asked the first question, I think it was Tim Benz. Hey, Timmy, you know, we're not really concerned about snap counts for these guys. What we're really concerned about is winning games. Yes, exactly. Put your best players or your hottest players out there for more snaps. Here's a crazy idea that might help you win the game. You played a Herbig. There were like 13 or 14 guys who played more than him in this game. He came into this game with more sacks and more pressures than TJ Watt, and he didn't even play in the first game of the season. Just total horse manure smelling answers from the Steelers defensive staff. No wonder why the analytics gurus out there, I know you guys out there don't love analytics and you take what analytics says with a grain of salt, but in this case, I don't think analytics is wrong. The analytical sites say that the Steelers are one of the worst coach defenses in the entire NFL, the entire league. Based on the amount of talent that they presumably have or ostensibly have. I think Tennessee and Miami are the only two worse. And by the way, this stat shocked me. The Steelers have given up more yards of offense this year than Miami. And Miami feels like a team that 8 games in has completely mailed it in and doesn't want to play football anymore. And it's more yards per game than Miami, not total games. The Steelers in a 60-minute football game give up more yards to the opponent than the Miami bleeping Dolphins. All right, Charlie, give me the state of the secondary clip here.
No, obviously I thought we all thought we'd be, you know, better, but I understand it's the NFL, and I know these guys are pros, and I know they'll bounce back because their pedigree tells me the way they work, their mindset tells me they're going to bounce back. And, you know, it just has the nice thing I know for me is it's a long season. We've seen these guys. They've got a track record of playing well and playing over the long haul. And to me, it's just a matter of us, you know, continuing to work at it and eventually that they'll get into their groove and they'll start playing the type of football overall that we want, more consistent.
Yeah, track record in the secondary, that doesn't have to be a positive connotation comment. Track record. That means you've played for a long time. You don't always want old corners. Darius Slay is 34 years old. You know what Darrell Revis was doing at 34? Eating spicy Cheetos on his couch watching football. One of the greatest corners of all time had already been 2 years into retirement. Rod Woodson was already, you know, well into his career as a safety at that point, 34 years old, in Baltimore. How about Richard Sherman? Let's see what he was doing at 34 years old. 34, Richard Sherman. He was working for Amazon. Okay? Darius Slay looks shot. Darius Slay looks like the guy that the Eagles, mostly, mainly smart organization that's been to two out of the last five Super Bowls and won one last year. They're like, yeah, we're good. We'd actually rather go with Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo than this guy. But man, I'm still, the Herbig comment really ticks me off. You know, coaches talk all the times about process, and good process leads to good results. So your head's got to be in the right place. This goes for athletes on the field too. Know your assignment, know the play. You've got to kind of know what you're doing before you actually go out and do it. You know, Bob Pompiani would not just go do an Emmy-winning sports broadcast without first putting together his highlights and then coming up with a script for reading those highlights. He wouldn't just completely wing it unless the teleprompter were down, in which case, I don't know, he might go Ron Burgundy mode and just kind of freeze up on the air. Actually, he wouldn't, because he's a 40-year-old pro. But, you know, you need, I think, in pro sports, in the NFL and football, you gotta know what the assignment is and what the situation is first and foremost. And to hear Terrell Austin moments ago talk about how Nick Herbig wasn't in the game on the final possession because they thought Cincy might still run the ball. Taking over at their own 30, down two, with 2 minutes left, needing to go 40 yards to win the game, to get in comfortable field goal range, blows my mind. And Bob Pompiani joins us right now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, does that make any sense to you? They thought the Bengals might still run it?
Well, given the way they were running it, I could see why they may think that. But also, they were passing it right down the field as easily as possible. So I guess it's pick your poison at that point. I would have picked trying to stop Chase and Higgins before the run because I would have thought that they would pass the ball more. I mean, they've had so much success in the air in that game.
And they've only got 2 minutes.
I know that. So what I'm saying to you is the fact that those guys were running free for you know, down the field, nobody around them in 10 yards didn't make a lot of sense to me. So if they were thinking about the run, then those cornerbacks have got to do a better job of sticking to the receivers, and they hadn't done that all night.
Bob, he also admitted moments ago that Mike Tomlin and him changed their game plan when the Bengals started running the ball well in the second quarter. My thinking on that is simple. If you end up losing that game because Chase Brown beats you, fine. Okay, if I'm playing the Chicago Bulls in 1992, I'm not changing my defense because B.J. Armstrong comes out and makes a couple threes. I'm still making sure Michael Jordan doesn't go for 50. I mean, why would you change things up to stop Chase Brown when they've got the two best receivers in the NFL, 1-2 punch-wise? Explain that one.
Exactly. Not only that, because they were doing that, because they were running, Yoshi Voss had part of the game plan. He got some catches. Noah Fant. They had all kinds of people eligible, and they were making plays because of their inability to stop those two. And to me, more than anything, that's the thing you have to stop, especially with 2 minutes, knowing they need a field goal. You just can't give them any space whatsoever. And first of all, they do have to get their run game in order. They have to be able to stop the run. If they can't do that, it just has a trickle-down effect to everything else. But in that specific instance, Andrew, I agree with you. I think I would have just tried to do my best to keep those two guys out of the game.
Bob, Terrell said that he trusts this secondary because of the pedigree of guys that they have. Uh-oh. Are you okay?
Yes, why?
Oh, I thought I heard. Was that the GPS talking?
Yes and no. So there's a lot of stuff going on
here. Was that human GPS?
It was a human GPS, yes.
Is that your incredible, amazing wife?
It's my wife, Lisa, yes.
Can you tell Lisa that I said hi and that I adore her?
Andrew said hi, and he adores you.
Hi, Andrew. Love you, Andrew.
Bob, She probably has strong feelings on this too, so maybe she wants to participate in this interview.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, that's fine.
She has other things to worry about today. We got lots going on.
Okay. Well, anyways, he said that he feels good about their secondary because of the resumes. My counterpoint is resumes means you're old. Darius Slay's 34 years old. A lot of great corners at 34 were already in retirement. They're already on TV. They're already spending time with their families. I don't feel better about their secondary because of their resumes. Do you?
No, I mean, especially because you mentioned they are, and everyone knew when they got those guys, if they could turn back the clock about 5 years and have those versions of it, fine. I still think Ramsey can play. I mean, didn't have a good game, obviously, in that Thursday night game. But Darius Slay, he looks like he's lost a step or more. And I think in that case, when you're dealing with that much speed, you have to come up with better options. So I don't know what the answer is. We're going to find out, Andrew, in 4 weeks when they come to Pittsburgh, because it'll largely be the same sort of situation. Joe Flacco will be their quarterback. How will they respond to this opportunity with Cincinnati after being carved up that night?
Are you worried that the Steelers might blow another division lead in 2025 like they did in 2024?
No, not at the moment, no. For mostly this reason, because I mean, your offense under Aaron Rodgers is going at a pace, so that should be able to help their defense cover up some of their mistakes and score more points than they have in the past. Now, that could change, obviously, just as the conversation about Aaron Rodgers staying here next year. I think it's a little too early to get into that talk. However, given the pace of this, if he has a really good season, I could see why they would want him, and I could see why he would want him. So I also think the insulation of getting the Baltimore Ravens at 1-5 makes it almost impossible for them. You know, they're going to go the rest of the way 9-2, I think, to have a realistic chance. And I just don't see that with their defense. Cleveland's not going to be an issue. And Cincinnati could be the team. You know, their schedule lines up a bit, and he's head-to-head games matter at the end of the year. So, no, I'm not worried about that yet. If they lose in, you know, the next four games, if they lose three of them or even two of them, it may open things up for other teams.
The odds makers have them as an underdog in six of their next seven games. How about that? Underdog Sunday.
Surprised.
Underdog next Sunday against Indy. Underdog at L.A. Favored versus Cincinnati. Underdog at Chicago. Underdog at home against Buffalo. And then a big underdog at Baltimore. You agree with all that?
You know, the Chicago game, it depends. I will see how that goes. It's on the road. That's probably why. You know, this Green Bay game, I understand why. As good as the Steelers have been on Sunday Night Football to a 661 clip under Mike Tomlin, you know, I looked at the numbers today and saw that Jordan Love on Sunday night has been spectacular. Four games, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions, a 121 rating. Mm-hmm. And they have a team that reminds me a lot of Seattle, you know, defensively. So I think they may make it tough with the front, especially, yes. But, you know, and then Indy comes in. Jonathan Taylor's on a crazy bender right now where they have the most touchdowns through six games, I think it is, since the 24 Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
So 2004, I'm talking Kansas City Chiefs. So it's been
what?
A long time since.
They've got more touchdowns through six games than the 2007 Patriots
rushing,
team that went undefeated.
Rushing.
Oh, rushing. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I say with Jonathan Taylor. He's on quite a bit of a run here. And then you complement that with, you know, Daniel Jones, who I think Shane Steichen has taken a lot of the pressure off of him by making it more simple than it was in New York. He has a run game. And even though Barkley and Jones were in New York, it's hard to believe that they both leave and they both get better as they leave that place. So maybe it's just the Giants have a bad opportunity when you go there. It takes away from your career. But he's
not according to your co-host. Your co-host loves what they're doing with Scadaboo and Jackson Dart. He thinks they're in a much better place.
Listen,
now.
I'm talking. You know, maybe it's only 1 year. They're rookies. We're talking about you know, Jones was there for several years, as was Saquon Barkley. So
you know what's crazy about that? The Giants have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers. Isn't that nuts?
That's pretty nuts. Yes, but I think the Steelers are going to respond this week. I do. I think they're going to come out.
So are you
Sunday
picking?
Night.
Are you picking a win?
I am. 22-17 would be. I think it's going to be lower scoring than most people think. So. I think the defenses will. I think the Steelers defense will have a role in this. I think Green Bay's defense is very good, so I'm going to go 22-17. But I think the Steelers get back on the winning track.
Who will be the MVP of the game?
The MVP of the game. Oh my! Well, since you brought it up, I'll say Nick Herbig with a pick six. How about that?
Does Aaron Rodgers shed a tear after the game?
No, I don't think so. But I also think he's not going to have the same post-game response that he did with the Jets when he made it very clear that he was not happy with the way they escorted him out of New York. This is a different dynamic. Plus, time has passed. Yeah. He may still want to prove them wrong. I mean, that's part of any human motivation. Okay, you brought in a guy like Jordan Love. You could have drafted a couple of receivers instead to help me out. You go for a future quarterback. That's fine. So he may still be motivated by that, and he should be. But as far as hard feelings, I think they've gone.
All right, Bob. Great catching up with you. I will see you at 11:35 on Sunday night for live postgame reaction to Steelers-Packers.
Live postgame on the number one conference sports show. Yeah, we're going to. So as soon as the game's over, those of you who want a quick reaction, turn us on. We'll be there.
Why don't I just come over and watch the entire game with you and we can cater it? I'll get some wine. I'll get some.
You can do that. You can do whatever you want because normally Hokey Bros are over here, but he won't be here since it's a Sunday night game. And we don't have it, so he won't be there. But
do you have a good TV situation?
Yeah. We have four of them up there, big screens. So we watch a lot of different. I was watching Wembanyama last night. I was just taken aback by how good he is in year two. I do.
You were watching Chauncey Billups coach his last game and then literally say in the press conference afterwards, let the chips fall where they may, and then he got arrested the next day for being involved in an illegal poker scheme. Is that
how about that in Rozier?
Wild?
And now there's a mob, and there's a mob part of this. I don't understand all of this, but I'm sure it'll get clearer. To be arrested it's one thing to find out they're doing it and there's some suspensions, but to be arrested for it, that sounds pretty serious.
All right, Bob. Talk to you later.
All right, Bob Papiani. Take care.
Now an Emmy Award winner and a Marconi Award winner. You can listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We know that our YouTube is down right now, YouTube stream, because of some company-wide issues. So head over to 93.7 The Fan FM or the Odyssey app and stream us there. Before we get to the power rankings, and today we're power ranking NFL uniforms with the Steelers and Packers playing and wearing goofy uniforms on Sunday night. Guys, it's really happening. In 6 days, I am getting my nipples pierced. Pony pierces cancer. Exactly 1 week ago at this time, I said, if the Steelers lose to the Bengals, I will get both nipples pierced. I'm that convinced it ain't happening. Well, it did happen, and now I got to pay the piper. Proceeds benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. Next Wednesday, we'll be at Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Event starts at 6, but you can get there early. Registration begins at 5. The ticket prices are $33, which includes apps, so free food, and a commemorative T-shirt for the event. And all that money is going to go to fight cancer. All $33. We're not pocketing any of it. Piercing provided by the Gilded Violet. That piercing is going to take place at 7:30. Kate is the woman's name who's going to pierce my nipples. She scared me on Tuesday and said that they might have to stay in for 8 to 10 months. We'll also have raffles, and all the proceeds go to charity. It's Pony Pierces Cancer, and it's brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, and South Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and my friends at Cheerleaders. All right, let's get to the power rankings. Top five NFL uniforms. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the ones I left on the cutting room floor. The Raiders didn't make it. The Raiders were darn close. The Raiders were probably six for me. I think the Saints black and gold, their version of gold, actual gold, not yellow, with the classic fleur-de-lis helmet, is a badass uniform and one that I contemplated quite a bit. The Chargers have the potential to be the best, but they've just screwed around with their uniform too much. And I never know which Chargers uniform I'm going to get. Like tonight, they're wearing uniforms that look like the ones the Chargers wore from the early 90s when they beat the Steelers in the AFC Championship game with Stan Humphries and Natron Means. I'm not as big a fan of the Buccaneer creamsicles as many are, like Charlie Borges, who's producing the show.
How dare you?
I hate it. I think it looks terrible. I think the Patriots helmet is cool. I don't like their actual jerseys. They've gone navy now with this red and white thing across their shoulder pads. Vikings uniform. I like the helmet better when it had the gray face mask. I like the Lions uniforms more when it was the Barry Sanders looking Lion logo and not the one that has so many like outlines on it on their helmet. So all those did not crack my top five. Here is the undisputed top five list of the best uniforms in the NFL. Number five for me, the Bears. I think it's got everything you want in a uniform. It's got a cool logo. I like the throwback C. It's been around for more than 100 years. I like the orange lines, the orange and white stripes on the sleeves. I like the font that the numbers are in. I like the colors. They don't get too cute with it. They don't screw it up. I put the Bears five. Number four, I went Niners. I did not like the Niners, speaking of the 90s, I did not like it when the Niners switched from the helmet that they wore during the Joe Montana years to the helmet they wore in the mid to late 90s with Steve Young. And then they wore that for most of the Alex Smith era and went back to the traditional helmet that they wore during the 80s for their uniforms now. I like when, and they've done this too, I like when their jersey is more of a regular classic red than it is a dark shade of red, when it's more red than it is maroon. I like the gold, white, and red pants. I think the gold 49ers pants with the red top is probably my favorite pant-jersey combination in the entire NFL. So they're four for me. Top five NFL uniforms. Three, the Indianapolis Colts. I like the classics. I don't like the newfangled stuff. You're not going to find the Jaguars on this list. You're not going to find the Tennessee Titans. You're not going to find Seattle with neon green. I like going back to the good old days. Colts are three for me. Helmet is top-notch with the blue horseshoe. Blue top, white pants with the blue stripe going down it. There's a reason why they've had that uniform since the 1940s when they were in Baltimore. Colts, three. Two, Steelers. Steelers, to me, could have been one. Steelers have screwed one thing up. The numbers stink. If they had better numbers on the uniform, if they had the numbers from the 70s, the block numbers, they'd be one. But they don't. And so I'm not giving them credit for keeping that jersey still in the rotation and wearing it once a year. They don't wear it once a year. They don't wear it 16 or 17 times a year. And because of that, they are number two on my list. Number one, the top uniform and helmet in the entire NFL. The team the Steelers will be playing Sunday night. The Green Bay Packers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They haven't messed with it for 100 years. Actually, that's not true. Their first 10 years, their jerseys were atrocious. And they would wear those throwbacks with Aaron Rodgers occasionally at Lambeau Field. And it's like a navy gray jersey with like kind of a leather helmet looking helmet. And there's a reason why they very intelligently, probably somewhere around the 1950s, switched to what we see today, which is the yellow helmet with the big G on it. That's also been stolen and used by Grambling and Georgia and Gateway. High school, I believe, has that as well. And then just the bright green, kind of Kelly green looking jersey with the yellow sprinkled in. And you get, I think, jersey Nirvana with that. So 5-1, my top five NFL uniforms. Bears 5, 49ers 4, Colts 3, Steelers 2, Packers 1. Charlie, you want to nitpick that?
I'm just still upset that you don't like the creamsicle as much as other people seem to.
I like the current Buccaneers uniforms more.
I do as well. I'm very glad that when in 2020 they got rid of the alarm clock numbers on the jersey.
The Jameis Winston ones?
Yes, those were.
Remember when the helmet, the logo on the helmet was too big?
Yeah, it was like, let's have somebody's kid print it out and see if it sticks. And, oh, well, a kid did it, so I guess we have to keep it. It was terrible. I understand your list. I would not have done that. I think the Eagles logo and just the color scheme, especially their like the really, really bright green ones that they wore last week with just the eagle wing on the helmet, really
but
stands
that's
out.
That's not the one they wear now, really. The one they wear now is that darker shade of green, and the eagle wing has that black bold outline on it, and like all of the feathers in the wings are accentuated with black. Yeah, I don't like that as much. I like the Randall Cunningham, Reggie White era ones better.
What about the Seahawks? Where would they rank on yours? Would they be like top 15, top 10?
The ones they're wearing now or the ones they wore when Brian Bosworth played for them?
The ones that they're wearing now, like the neon green.
They'd be outside the top 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Logo's not doing it for you either?
No. You like navy and neon green and gray?
I don't mind it.
Yes, I don't mind. It doesn't get you into the top five, Charlie.
Would it be controversial if I said I like the Ravens uniforms?
Yes.
Well, I like the Ravens uniforms.
You know why I didn't put the Cowboys on the list?
Is it the most overrated logo ever?
Fair. I like the Cowboys white jersey with the blue numbers, even though the blue on the number doesn't match the navy blue on the helmet. What I loathe is when the Cowboys play a team that is wearing a white uniform. So they have to wear their navy color jerseys. And I think those navy jerseys look like knockoff jerseys that you would buy from China that they have to wear like two or three times a year.
Honestly, it looks like their high school jersey. Football jerseys.
Well, just, I apologize for that. Your high school football jersey sucked.
No, well, they did. Like, they downgraded. Like, when I was there, they had, like, a bright blue.
Yep.
And it just, over the years, became a darker shade of blue. And now it's just kind of just muddled out.
That was PM Team Power Rankings. I feel like that's one Donnie would have gotten into. But he is drinking pina coladas right now and has been since 11 o'clock. So he's probably hammered. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Coming up, I'm going to ask a Steelers-Packers question that I probably haven't asked in at least 5 years.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.